Shalom Lechem, sweetest friends. She should be a special for Marus Hashichyu, Schus Chayachem Fege, Basmichai Disbasi. We're getting our series of Shurim in the Sefer HaKadosh Vanifla Klichemda, Parshis Mishpatim, Veil Mishpatim Shertasim Lufneim, Veim Barashi de Lufneim, Velo Lufnei Akum Lufneim, Velo Lufnei Adyotis. These are the Mishpatim you should put in front of them, meaning in front of the Jewish courts, not in front of an idolatrous court, Akum. Some say the correct gear says Goyim, and not in front of Hediotis, not in front of non-experts. The Ramban writes, the Afgav Yoshino Fnev Lofne Akum Fnev Fnev Yotis, and call Mehin Yanim Shavim. So we dash in these two droshes, not in front of Goyim, not in front of Hediotis. However, these two inyanim are not the same. The Ba'akum Asulim Shneo Ba'alidim Lekavleim Akoy Shal Akum Shidun Lam. When it comes to a Gentile court, the two Ba'alidin are not allowed to accept upon themselves to be judged in such a court. When it comes to Hediotis, if two people want to be makabel upon themselves, Hediotis, to judge them, they can. You can be makabel upon yourself, a court of non-experts. So as long as the experts, the judge, expert judges are moichel, then you can go to a court of non-experts, and whatever they decide. But it's also to go in front of a geisha court. However, it would seem, says Marina Varbenu, Meir Dan Plotsky Zetzal, the Balik Lichemda, is a dafka im shneim rutzim al psak din. So it appears that's dafka if they both are pleased with the din, with the psak din, with the decision of the court. But if one of them doesn't want to be mekayim the psak din, even though if they were mekabel after the psak din, they can no longer retract. Nevertheless, these hediotis, these non-expert judges, cannot force the kiyum of psak din. Because the union of kfiyah, of compelling, coercing people to be mekayim the psak din, is only shaykh to mumchin. And there's no union la hediotis. Lo mahani b'zeh ma sheh mumchin moichel on kavod, and it doesn't help us that the mumchin moichel on their kavod. The dafkal the kiblu alayla inyan sheyum mutorin lodum. Only when it comes to their makabla upon a case where they are makabla upon themselves, the judgment of the hediotis that permits them to be judged in front of these hediotis. Mashen came lichbois, even though if they were makabel, but the kfiya is reserved for mumchen. Can only have kfiya, coercion of to fulfill the psak din when it comes to experts. With this, we can answer the sheet of the Noda Yehuda. The get avidin, it's all based in dafke. That he holds that get is din, and you need a proper based din in order to carry out a get, to execute a get. Giving of a get. And he brings a raya from the and he brings a kasha from the Gemara in Yitten, where it says in Gittin, Abai Ashkel Rav Yosef, Diyosef Kom Asa Agiti, Abai found Rav Yosef, that he would coerce a get, Amalei Vahad Yotis Anon. He said to him, what are you doing? We're Hediotis. And since we're Hediotis, can't do such a thing. On an adiotis anon, Bitanya, Bitafinoimakom Mokon, שתמוצא אגוריוס של רב די כוחה, מה בשניהם בגיני סוד, הרבה של זוקק להם. שאני לא שמעתי שאותה עושים לפני, לפני רב די כוחה, ודארפים לפני, לפני, לפני אבג'ויטיס. So whenever you find groups of Avdei Kochav, even though their din is Kedin Yisrael, you're not allowed to go to them. But he says these are the mishpatim you should place before them and not before idolaters, before them and not before hediotis. So he was bothered. What's the pshat that you're... forcing this get. Since Anan had Yotis Anan, since we're had Yotis, we're not the Yam and Mumchin, we don't have Smicha. What right do we have to force a get? It says in the Pasuk, Eilam Ashpatim Shatelsin Lefneim, Lefneim, Velo Lefnei had Yotis. So it would appear, Rak Mishul Kfiya Shale. But he was only bothered how he's forcing the get. He wasn't bothered by the Siddur Aget. Siddur Aget Lo Shale Ech Muter Behed Yotis. He wasn't bothered why how it's Muter to get divorced in front of a court of non smuchin, of non experts, of non people who don't have the. Proper smicha. According to the Noda Behuda, Noda Behuda holds that you need a Beis Din to execute a get. So what was he only asking on the kfiyah for? Should have been asking on the etzem sinas haget. Tosfos says that it's talking about dafka the forcing. What about the etzem sidur aget? So based on what we said, we can answer that since there are no smuchim, there's always mechila al kavod, and it's mutter for hediotis to judge. They're mochel on their kavod. No view that holds that get is din, and you need a proper beis din. If you need a proper Beis Din, why then was Abai only bothered by the Isui HaGet, by the forcing of the Get? Why wasn't he bothered by the why wasn't he bothered by something more basic, the very giving of the Get in front of a Beis Din that's not Smuchim? The answer is because they were Mochel, because there's no Smuchim today, so they're Mochel, so Jethis can always carry out a Get. But as far as kfiya is concerned, that's not effective. You have to have mumchim. And that Rabbi Yosef answered, no, on the shlichus ayukav dinan. We're doing the shlichus of bnei Eretz Yisrael or smuchim. And therefore, we're even allowed to do kfiya, since it's b'shlichus hamumchim. According to that, we can understand what the Shaar Mishpat asked at the beginning of Hilchos Da'anim on the Ramban. The Soser himself, the Chiddush HaRan, the Venus Sanhedrin, brings the name of the Ramban, that you're not allowed to be done lifnei Arkos, even if they're Makabal, in order that the Adiotis don't take the crown of the Mumchim, of the Smuchim. And it's similar to Akam, that it's also, even if they're Makabal. This is a steal in the Ramban, because in the Ramban Chumash, we see not like that. The Ramban, we started off, we quoted that there are a lot of Yimakabal upon themselves at Yotis. So based on what we explained, it's very good. But the Ramban is right, you're not allowed to be done with an idiot, even if they're makabel upon himself. But if there was mechila, then it's mutter. The nafkamina, the less a mumchin, if there are no mumchin, or they're mechila and they're covered, then it's mutter bekiblu alayim ha-shein kiba'akum, it's always aser. So we have the Ramban in Chumash who says they are allowed to be used, they're allowed to be judged in front of hidyotis, non-smuchim, as long as they were makabel upon themselves. We have the Ramban quoted by the Ran B'Vini Sanhedrin that they're not. And the answer is if there's mechila, if there's mechila, then they're allowed to. If there's no mechila, then they're not allowed to. They are makabel upon themselves to be judged in front of hidyotis, then the judgment is a good judgment as long as there was. As long as they were makabel upon themselves and there was mechila from the mumchin. If there's no mechila, then they're not allowed to be judged in front of such people. I'd like to note what makes me very, very confused. But the Kaimlund and Hida Amr Torah Lifnei Below Lifnei Akum, you're only allowed to go in front of Goyim if the Baal Din wants to come to Dina Yisrael. But let's say your opponent won't come before Jewish judges. So you're allowed to go to a Goyisha court, Vein B'lashon HaRambam, at the end of Tochas Sanhedrin. The Rambam there writes, Kol Adon B'dayanei Akum V'arkol Shalom Afi She'yitinem K'dinei Yisrael Reza Rosha K'ilu Chirei F'gidei V'herim Yad B'toyra Asamei Shal Rabbeinu Shinamar Veil Mishpat Shotasim Lifnaim Fnaim Fnaim Akum Fnaim Fnaim Joytis. I see Ad Akum Takif Baldino Alim. Ena Yachal Hotzim Ena Badane Yisrael Yit Benel Adane Yisrael Tchila Vimorot Salovel Noitel Rishus Mi Bezin Amatsa Badine Akum Miad Baldino. In other words, the Rambam says, and then he says, Salak Lu Mesachas Hilchas Sanhedrin. Rambam says, if you're done Badine Negoisha courts, you're raising your hand, you're blaspheming the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Because we have our own mishpatim, we don't need to go to non-Jewish mishpatim. But if the Baal Din is a powerful Baal Din, you can't get what you need, you can't get your money back, you get rishus from the Beis Din, and then you're permitted to go to a Goyisha court. And the question is, make it tasty. Ask the Klichem, though. It's aser. And this is the rice, the Lavi Bam Machal Lesa, Eilu Mishpatim, Mishratosim, Lifneim, and not Lifnei Akum. Where do you find that you get permission? You get permission from a Beis Din to be Mechal Shabbos. You get permission from a Beis Din to do any Aveira, Mapitam. And then Asivis writes in Simon Chavov that Be'emes Yinal to go to Goyish courts. Even if you get Rishus from the Beis Din, only if he was ready Mischayev B'din Yisrael, he doesn't want to be Mitzayiv Din. But if he doesn't want to go to Beis Din in the first place, We excommunicate him, but we're not allowed to go to Goyisha court. However, in the Sefer Yeshuas Yisrael, the Rebbe of the Klichemda, he says the Minhag Olam is not like the Nesivos, and we take Rishus and we go to non-Jewish court. Lashon of the Rambam is like that also. You're allowed to go to the non-Jewish court if you get Rishus in the basement. So what's the head there? So we find something similar, you're allowed to be mashbia, your friend be based in kshayid be miktsas, min ha-Torah. You know that your friend is going to be nishba l'sheker. Interesting halacha. You know he's going to be nishba l'sheker, and you're still allowed to make him swear. Kshayid be miktsas is like. What about lifnei iver? We're not worried. Frekta, it's shetshuvas mutsal mayesh, has it mutter. You're going to lose money, but it's lifnei iver. So there it's sheva al taisit, the Beis enforcing it. And there the Torah is Megale, you're allowed to be Meshbiah him, you're allowed to make him take the oath. Halitei l'rosh v'yamos, but here, you're doing the issue yourself. Mahatzim mamonu, who says you're allowed to go to a Goyisha court? Maybe the Raya is, the Mokor of the Din of the Rambam is, from the Din of Ovid Inish Dino and Afshi, you're allowed to take the law into your own hands. Mokor Pseida, you're allowed to even whack the guy, but the Kamach of Chesam Aleph, since you're allowed to be over in Yisr of Chabola, you're also allowed to be over in Yassi of Lifneim to save your money if there's Pseida. It's not true because the Trumas Hadeshin and Shindal bring to Mahamon Cheshin Mishpat that you're not allowed to be Matzil that way in Goyish courts. And the reason is that you're allowed to be choyvel bo, it's in the Maritali, you're allowed to hit a Russia. No Isser Chabola. Guys, a Russia is stealing your money, you're allowed to whack him to get your money back. And in the Chedushim of the Kuchemder, Choshe Mishpat and Simidalit, he explains the Svar of the Poiskin, that it's mutter to be Matzil Satsumai, the Akos for Chabolos. That's when the Igzela is Oid Biyodo. You can get your money back. Otherwise, even though he's in Schai, Bikoch Zelos, you're not allowed to. And the reason is because you're allowed to hit a Russia. That's the Heter. If you see Igzela Tachas Yodo, and in return, he's a Rush, you're allowed to hit him. Hashem can, because there ain't Igzela Tachas Yodo, maybe it's true, you're not allowed to hit him anymore. Even if he didn't return it, but maybe he's planning to return it. Maybe he's unable to return it. He's not a rush, you're not allowed to hit him anymore. That's why you're allowed to hit him, because he's a rush of it. Otherwise, if he doesn't have a gather of a rush, who says that you're allowed to hit him? You're not allowed to hit him. So again, what's the heter to go to the Arkos? You're only allowed to hit him, it's not Russia, but to go to a Goyisha court, he says, you're winning money, you're allowed to go to a Goyisha court, and it's not Medina Oivinish, Dino Lanavshi, he says, the other guy's in Russia. Shum Sadeshin writes that even if it's Mutter to be Matzim Amono, Ali De'arkos, Mechura Dover, it's ugly. So it seems that Medina it's mutter, but Makom Seif it's machur. So what's the reason? So maybe the reason is that's all in the pasuk of Lefneim. But if Lefneim is impossible, you can't Eilam Mishpatim Shir Tassim Lefneim. Can't go to the Jewish court because he refuses. There's no Isser. In other words, the Torah is only talking about where it's possible to go to a Jewish court. It's not possible to go to a Jewish court. That's not what the Torah was talking about. Or maybe because it's a zilzal. It's a zilzal to the Torah, like the Rambam says. That you're going for Goyish, the Goyish law, using Goyish law, not Jewish law. I think Rav Nassim Gishtetner writes this in his, or it's Nassim Ala Torah, if I remember correctly. It's a zilzul, the Rambam says. You're made him yad b'toras Moshe. But if he refuses to go to a Jewish court, you say, listen, I want to follow Jewish law. He refuses, you get rishus, you're not made him yad b'toras Moshe anymore. Therefore, it's a mutter. You're showing your machabi de Torah. He just refuses, so it's a mutter. Now here, the Kli Chemda writes something in brackets, which really stunned me. He writes, "V'im omnom kei nafkamina ladina." There's no nafkamina ladina. It's called dinze lo koya la shoftim bizmanenu. He's not talking about judges today. She'enu b'chalal akum. They're not idol worshippers. Chas v'shalom. They're not b'chalal arkois. That's not really a goyisha court. Goyisha court is when they're avodei avodah zara. U'pashu shetzarich ladin l'fneim dafka. Ladina de machus. That's the law of land. You have to go dafka to the goyisha court. Ach kasafti l'slamed l'medinas rechoykas kagoyin chino v'yapan. I'm writing about faraway countries in the Far East, China, Japan. Sha'ivdim sham akum. They're serving idols, Vishnu Dinar Khois. And they have a din of having a being Vaisha court now. A lot of times in the rabbinic literature you find they write things for the censor, otherwise they get themselves beat upside the head. You know, they write at the beginning of the sefer. Anytime we mention Goyim, it's only talking about Goyim, the barbarians of thousands of years ago in the time of Chazal. Today, we live in a beautiful country. You know, Russia, in the 1800s, it was such a beautiful place to live. They were so kind, those Russians. And Russians under the Tsar, and then Vito under the communists. It was a utopia. So we're not talking about them, right? They're winking to you and telling you, but we know the truth. That's exactly who I mean. So maybe that's the Kli Chemda here also. Right, Chas v'Shalom. They're not b'chlal akum. So there are really two sources. One is that it's edus le'ilu yirosam. it's showing that their gods are the correct gods. So that's mashma that it's an avodah zarah d'kedin. But that's one source in Chazal. But another source in Chazal that we have the Rambam, that it's meirim yad b'teras Moshe. Because you're not following Jewish law. So there, it doesn't matter. Jews, goyim. And the mice in the poskim, the Shulchan Aruch, it's clear that a non-Jewish court has the status of even the courts in Medinas Yisrael, the Beit Mishpat here, which is an amalgamation of English law and Turkish law and Arab law and a little bit of Mishpat Ivri thrown in there, Jewish law. So it's Asr, Mamash Asr, to go to the non-Jewish courts. Again, listen. Prescribe circumstances, but in general, it's Asr. A lot of discussion in Poskim, not a lot, not enough. About being a lawyer. It's a mutter for someone to be a lawyer if he's going to go to non-Jewish courts. Being a judge. So there's a lawyer, Rabbi Yehuda Dick, wrote a letter to Rabbi Menashe Klein. He's a Talmud Chacham, who's a lawyer, and he said, listen, you wrote in your tshuva against being a lawyer. It's usher to be a lawyer. It's his I'm a lawyer and I'm not over on any averis. Whenever Jewish law is involved, they should be in front of a beis din. I don't take the case. Any case that should go in front of a beis din. But there are a lot of cases that, let's say a person's traffic law doesn't go in front of a beis din. Certain things that are din the mechusat dinah. So there you can go to a secular court if there's not the Jewish law about it. There are goyim involved. Goyim are allowed to go to non-Jewish courts. Right? Discussion in the postgame is, shot that goyim have to have court systems. They judge lefi dineinu, lefi dineim. The Rama and a famous tshuva and Siman Yud, he wants to make it a machlekes in the Gemara. Is it learned from the pasuk by Avram Avinu, by Xer Rishon, the pasuk of Avram Avinu? In which case, you don't have to follow Jewish law. Is it learned from Xer Rishon, from the pasuk in Sanhedrin, the pasuk in Mishpatim, Elokim in Mishpatim, or is it Elokim by Avram Avinu? So that's, if it's by Avram Avinu, then Avram Avinu is not a Jewish law. If it's by Pasuk in Mishpatim, then if the Chiyuv Dinah by Bnei Noach is learned from the Pasuk in Mishpatim Elokim, so that's already Jewish law. The Ramban seems to say that it's Jewish law, but then he says, Ki'inyin, they have all their dinam of Oishik Schar Sachir and the like, Gzelois, Ki'inyin, our law, but not the Rav Kook is Medayik, not Mamish like our law. But the goyim definitely have what to be samechan if they're not judging their courts aren't based on Jewish law. But goyim are definitely allowed to go in front of goyish judges. But Jews are not allowed to go in front of non-Jewish judges, non-Jewish law system. Even Jewish judges following non-Jewish law. Only Jewish judges following Jewish law. That's the only way. Unless again, so this Rabbi Dick wrote a letter to Rabbi Menashe Klein. He said, I'm doing this all pi halacha. I'll only go either it's non-Jews or it's they got rishus from a beis din, whatever it may be. But I'm not doing anything wrong. But Rav Menashe says that's you. What about everybody else? Not everybody's a tzaddik and a talmud chacham like you. So there are a number of lengthy tshuvas in the Mishnah Halachas, which if you go to the one way to find them is if you go to the Yotzer HaChachma program and you do a chipus in the Mishnah Halachas or Orech Din, you find all the tshuvas. It's very, very fascinating. You can ask me, I can send you numerous Rebukaris. But we know there are many good Jewish lawyers, Erlich Yidden, very, very firm, very, very learned. So we hope that they're careful about any possible asurim. But we're not talking here about the lawyers, we're talking here about going in front of the non-Jewish courts. So Klichem said, it's Beseder Gamor, we're not talking about idolaters, our people aren't idolaters. So you always have to get to the correct girsa. Is the Craig Gerson Chazal Lefnei Velo Lefnei Akum or Lefnei Velo Lefnei Goyim? I saw both. They say a lot of times they change they're going to Akum, not to get in trouble. But again, if the reason is because you're Meirim Yad B'Toras Moshe, then it's Pashut and Pasul Goyim. And again, that's the way Shulchan Aruch learns it, and that's the way Paskin La'alot everywhere. You're not allowed to go in front of even a Jewish court that doesn't follow Jewish law, but even a Goyish court that follows Jewish law. And we only are allowed to go to a Beis Din of Rabbanim of Tamir Chachamim, or judging Al Pi Torah. And the Klichemda writes over here in the brackets, nah, that's only the idolaters of Amol, or the idolaters of China and Japan, of China and Japan. Not our chevra here, over here in Poland. You can go in front of them, Pasha Dinu Machusi. So if I had a bet, if I was a betting man, I would bet that he's saying this with a wink. And he's saying, but you know that I don't really mean that. You're not allowed to go in front of any Goyish court. Just, I don't want them to chop my head off. Mayor Dan Plotsky had enough Yisurim as it was. He had cancer for over 30 years, and a lot of tsaros. His beloved son died. A lot of tsaros without getting into it. So he didn't need more by writing something that would get the authorities angry. I'll call upon him. Very interesting klichemda. Going to Goyish courts. It's a shame. Well, hopefully, we've been learning b'siyata d'shmaya, the klichemda. Of Cook had three svarim on his table at all times. The Neria relates the Kutei Teira of the Balatanya, and the Svasemes, and the Klichemda. That's what I remember reading. So, see, Azach Hashivas for the Sefer, they were contemporaries, and he always had it on his table. Gives me even more chizik to learn. Even without that, it's kedai to learn. But you see, one of the Gedolei Ador, held of its own so strongly. Just to quote the Lashon of Rabbi Menashe HaKotan, Oda marati l'hoi mehar b'bnei Torah asher nasim orchei din ufinis dati dover ze gamkin koshem oid l'izor v'leos al pi Torah lo meboi orch din memshalti t'vadi osi l'yos ki umuchuch lodim b'nei so b'dineim. So to be, it's very difficult in my eyes how about Jews are lawyers. So certainly to be a governmental lawyer, we're going to judge Jews al pi dinei goyim, even dinei nefashis. And a Jew can be killed because you took them to court, and al pi ardin maybe he would be killed, al pi ardin he would be. El afilu orch din prati la atzmo la company gam ken kemati efsher ba kopanim loy mud lavra lefnei velo lefnei akum kaidu mefursim adavra zeh lefnei kol yoidei dos v'din to kol orch din shalach la kol sein uvakish kodin the din teira shelo serev l'din. We know this, that not every lawyer makes sure for us to get go to in front of a Jewish court, and then only after there's a seyrif and he gets rishus, he goes to the base of mishpat. He writes a good word here. Dalad Zion Aleph Dalad Zion Shin. Judge, Belaz. And to be a judge, Yev Shirakim Yeh Orchei Din. Raklasos Dvarim Legalim B'li Leilich Larkosim Yudim B'chlalo. Olach Hashel Oseir Kmo Shemaiz V'Kimat Einu Shchiach. To be a judge is even more of a problem. Everybody hails the Chassidish woman who's a judge. Psh, wah! Chassidish woman is a judge. And her husband's a Chassidish guy, and her kids are Chassidish children. Such a tzaddikus. Believe me, friends, I'm sure she's a tzaddikus. But the question is it mutter to be a judge? So that's, I'm assuming she got a heter from the Rav, but and I'm not speaking against her. Chas v'shalom. Just quoting Rav Menashe HaKotan's tshuva. Rav Menashe HaKotan, she didn't ask. But so I'm not saying a bad word about her. Maybe she asked her own posek. But it's a very big problem. So one has to be careful, at the very least. And to be a lawyer that only follows, right? Again, maybe if she's only taking non-Jews, then it's fine. But the question is, let's say two Jews come before her for judgment. So how can she judge Alpi secular law? Judging Alpi Torah, let's face it, then probably not a Bekiyah in Choshen Mishpat. V'lachayin ein leben Torah likonis leparnosis ke'elu, she'elam nisyonis gedolis ke'elu. Shouldn't go into such parnosis. It's also an article by Rabbi bride in the 20th volume of the RJJ Journal on the practice of law according to halacha. And there's another fascinating article written by a very, very big Talmud Chacham and a professor, a brilliant man, Professor Stephen Reznikoff, in the Touro College Jacob D. Fuchsberg Law Center in the Touro Law Review, in the 15th volume, number 1, written in 1998. Both of these articles, A Jewish Look at Lawyering Ethics, a Preliminary Essay. He's a professor of law at DePaul, BA in Princeton, JD Yale Law School, Smicha from Lakewood. Pretty good. Pretty good. Anyway, here he takes, in the 18th footnote, he takes Rabbi Breut to task. So you can read these two articles and others. And my job is just lahagdil Torah lahadira, not to paskin any halachas. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweet Israel.